So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. Today is Thursday. It's not a Wednesday. It should be a Wednesday, but I'm a day late. So there you go. So welcome to Property Cash Flow Show. My name's Dan Latto. I'm your host. We're going to talk about investing in buy-to-let property in this session. We're going to talk about how much money it actually costs to get started. We'll run through some figures. We'll give you some examples. Let's look at some returns. Why not? I apologize for not going live for such a long time. It's just been manic. We're buying businesses, we've got our digital marketing agency up and running, and we just don't have enough time right now, but it's all good. It's lots of fun going on. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. Can you get started with just £20,000? And obviously, what do you think the answer is going to be? Hell yes, the answer is going to be a yes. Of course you can. But it depends where you live, and it depends on the type of property that you want, and it really depends on why you're investing, what your motivations are, and all of that kind of thing. So if you're looking for a property in London, and you're looking to put £20,000 down on a property in London, it ain't happening. Do you know what I mean? Not even a car parking space as a deposit. It's just not happening. But outside of London and up north and in Leeds, for example, which is where I'm from, although we're recording this from Spain, you definitely can put that money down. And in fact, even here in Spain, my next batch of properties that we're going to be buying is going to be Spanish properties, but we're picking up for like 50, 55,000 euros, not pounds, but euros, and pulling in about 400 euros a month. But I want to talk about buying property in the United Kingdom. That's where most people will be buying. And, you know, I remember buying my very first house for £42,500, now worth over 200 grand 22 years ago. Goodness me, where has the time gone? But let's break down some numbers for you. So let me also, in the chat room, let me just post in there the link for what we've got in terms of where the properties are. So we've got a business called Invest Leeds. .co.uk. I've put the link in the chat box. There's a property on there, for example, right now, £69,000. Let's run the numbers on that property to work out what are the costs likely to be. So £69,000 minus £25,000 is £17,250. So as a deposit, can you, with £20,000, use your 20 grand, put that down as a deposit on a £70,000 house or an apartment on this one? Absolutely, you can. Now, the problem that you're going to have, however, that most people have, is that you are actually going to run out of money fairly soon. And that's the problem. So we've got to find a way of generating more cash flow. Now, if you haven't got £20,000 and you're like, well, how much do I need to get started? 20 grand is a good starting point. So you might not have the money at all and you need to find a way of making money. Or you might have the money and you put your money down and then you spent it. We call that opportunity cost. The cost of putting that money on one property means you can't buy your next property. And the problem of spending money on that property means you can't buy your next property. So we need to find a way of generating more cash flow. So again, it all comes down to numbers. So normally I'd be stood outside with a whiteboard on here and I'd run through the numbers on a whiteboard, but it's too cold at the moment, so I'm inside. So how do you generate £20,000? And how do you get yourself to the stage where you're able to save up £20,000 every, let's say, every 10 months, okay? And for me, it's fairly obvious because £20,000 divided by 10 months is just £2,000 every single month. And so the question then has to turn into not can I buy a property for, you know, £20,000 down, which we've just shown you that you can, a 70 grand property with a 25% deposit is about £17,500 down. Solicitors' costs, other closing costs, about 20 grand, right? So that's not the problem because we know that they're available. And by the way, on a £70,000 property, I think this one's actually rented, on a 70 grand property, you're going to pull in £460 a month. So 460 times 12. £460 times 12 is 5,520 divided by 69,000 is 0.8. So that's an 8% yield. That's pretty good, by the way. So that's not the problem. The problem is, how do you find the deposits for these £20,000? And the way that you've got to solve that is you've got to break it down, like I say, into 20 grand divided by 10 months is £2,000 a month. Now the question turns into, how can I make £2,000 a month on a side hustle? So it could be that you take on coaching clients and you charge £200 a month. Forget about what you're coaching for now. It could be anything. But £200 a month times 10 clients, now you're making £2,000 a month. And obviously there's tax issues and all of that kind of thing that you need to cover. But in principle, and this is really the bit that we're trying to get to here, that is one method of generating enough money to put down into deposits so that every 10 months you can buy another buy-to-let property. And for some people, that sounds too slow. But think about this. You know, I've been in property for 22 years. If I bought one property every year for the last 22 years, I'd have 22 properties. That's a decent portfolio. And now, the other thing that happens, however, is that if you start buying a property, every 10 months or every year, as you get into year 15, year 20, year 25, the value of those properties that you bought 15, 20 years ago have obviously increased. Now, you might be paying those down, or you might be able to refinance those, pull out some more money, and then put that into your next investment. But you've got to be aware of, do you really want to be just refinancing on a continuous basis? Because what happens when you get to 70 and the time comes for you to actually sell these properties on and there's no equity? What are you going to pass on to your kids? So these are all really valid questions that you should be asking yourself when you start investing. But I love breaking things down, and I love the fact that we use a decimal system, because I can divide anything by 10. Right? It's not that difficult. Why do we have 12 months? Why can't we just have 10 months in a year? I can work that stuff out then. 35.6 days. Oh, no, I can't even work that out. 36.5 days times 10 months is 365 days. Easy peasy. Why do we have 12 months? It really confuses me. But I like that idea, and I like that concept of just breaking it down. And then, you know, £2,000 a month. It might be 10 clients at £200, or it might be 200 clients at £10. So it might be some kind of membership training that people pay for every single month that you're creating videos for. But that is the stepping stones that will get you there. Now, bear in mind, I do fully understand that we are in COVID territory right now. Hannah, the dog's just come to say hello. We're in COVID territory right now, and, you know, anybody saving an extra £2,000 a month can be really, really hard. And actually, you know, they're struggling to put food on the table and that kind of thing. So you could go down the property sourcing path. Okay. So if you started property sourcing, you could sell a deal a month for £2,000. And that's a valid way of generating cash flow as well. But property sourcing, again, isn't easy. It takes time. You've got to get compliant. But it's a stepping stone for you to get to where you want to get to. And this is the bit that I need you to understand. Buy to let isn't you wake up one morning, you buy 20 properties, you become a multimillionaire overnight. Even doing things like property sourcing, you don't wake up one morning, I'm going to be a property sourcer, and 3 months in, you know, a deal a month, two deals a month, three deals a month. I mean, right now, we have got, we just had a deal fall through, actually. But right now we've got we have a deal complete, a deal fall through, and we've got another 8 going through at the moment, currently. Now, they all might complete in January or February, or you might get 3 completing in January, 3 completing in Feb, you know, 2 completing in March. But as we're going through this process, we're taking on more properties as well. And actually, our problem right now with sourcing is sourcing more deals. Because people are selling them far too easy. But can you get started with just £20,000 down? Hell yeah, absolutely. But you need a plan, and so you need to get yourself a piece of paper on the printer. You need to find yourself a piece of paper. You need to write down a plan. What are you going to do in the next 3 months to put yourself into a position that, A, you're generating £20,000 in the next 10 or 12 months, so that in this time next year you're putting offers in on properties either below market value or deals that you've sourced, or Are you starting up as a property sourcer and you're selling a deal a month, which will then get you lots of experience so that by the time you're ready to go and buy some property, you've actually got the cash and you've got the experience of negotiating and buying properties below market value? Then what are you going to do with it? Are you going to flip it? Are you going to keep it? Are you going to sell it on? What are you going to do? You're going to extend it? You're going to HMO it? Are you going to turn it into two separate apartments, you know, like an apartment above and an apartment below? The world is full of possibilities. And right now, because of COVID, we were seeing, and Brexit and Trump and all this other stuff, right? But we're seeing very much a lot of negativity, a lot of pessimism in the marketplaces, and a lot of, you know, kind of a deer stuck in the headlights, afraid of which way to turn in case it all goes wrong. Now is the time for you to take definitive and decisive action about your future for the next 12 months. And there's only one person that can do it. It's not me. It's you. So make your decision. If you've got any comments, let me know. Let me just put, because I didn't actually put the link to the investment property in. So let me just do that. There we go. So I think that will do us. If you've got any questions, let me have them. Nothing coming through. But look, you know, 2021 can be your year. 2020, quite randomly, was a fabulous year for us. I mean, it was, you know, we bought a company that turns over millions of pounds of business, which is amazing. We acquired 50% in an estate agency, a sourcing company. We acquired, what else did we take? We took another 25% on something else. I can't remember what it was. It was a tremendous year for us. And 2021 is going to be another tremendous year. But it's only you or I that can actually make it so. People can't do this for you. And if you're around people who are feeling pessimistic and feeling the weight of the world on their shoulders, and I get that, I get how easy that is to feel. But if that's how you're feeling right now, you're going to struggle for 2021. And so we need to flip it. Now is the time to flip this around and be more optimistic and look at what you can do and look at what you can achieve in the next, 11 months? It's only the 21st of January. Now is your time to grasp your future, take it with both hands, and kick some ass and make something for yourself in 2021. While the world is losing its head, literally, everything's going wrong. Now is the time for you to take advantage of that while everyone else is stuck in those headlights. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll be live again tomorrow on the Mindset and Hustle Show. Come and join me for that. Should be 12 noon, fingers crossed. And we'll speak to you tomorrow. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a great day.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.